I'm Gordon Clark, and for today's Kansas Wheat Report, we will discuss the dry conditions pushing Kansas wheat towards an early finish. Fields that once showed promise across Kansas are now telling a different story as the 2025-26 wheat crop faces drought pressure. After a strong start last fall, producers are now managing a crop under drought stress, temperature swings, and emerging stressors across the state. Kansas wheat entered dormancy in good condition, supported by timely fall moisture and strong stand establishment. At that time, 62% of the crop was rated good to excellent. By mid-April, that rating has dropped sharply, showing a steady decline tied primarily to dry conditions across much of Kansas. The lack of spring rainfall has acted as a key factor in that shift. Over the 90-day period ending April 15th, much of western Kansas has received less than an inch of precipitation, with some areas reporting as little as a quarter inch. According to the U.S. Drought Monitor, more than half of the state is classified as D1, or moderate drought, or worse, with large portions of western and central Kansas in D2, or severe drought. Those regions account for the vast majority of production, with roughly 93.8% of Kansas wheat acres located in central and western Kansas, and another 4.2% in the southeast. These conditions are not just localized to Kansas. A sharp turnaround in the U.S. Drought Monitor highlights how quickly conditions have worsened. The January 29th map showed much of Oklahoma already in drought, with portions of Nebraska and northern Texas also trending dry, while Kansas and eastern Colorado still held adequate moisture. By April 7th, the picture had shifted dramatically. Oklahoma was fully in drought, much of it classified as extreme, with similar conditions stretching into southwestern Nebraska. The Texas Panhandle fell largely into severe drought, while western Kansas and eastern Colorado were almost entirely covered by moderate to severe drought or abnormally dry conditions. March and April are critical months for wheat development following dormancy, and without adequate moisture, stress on the crop has increased. Dry conditions are not only limiting yield potential, but they are accelerating growth. Under drought stress, wheat can shift into a drought escape response, speeding up development in an effort to produce grain before moisture is depleted. That process shortens the grain fill period and can reduce yield potential, resulting in smaller kernels, lighter test weights, and, in more severe cases, blank heads. In some areas, the lack of moisture has been extreme. Data from the Kansas Mezzanit shows Stanton County has gone 102 days without measurable precipitation, Scott County 104 days, and Hamilton County as many as 150 days, underscoring the severity of conditions in western Kansas. With little relief in the forecast, the Kansas wheat crop is moving rapidly toward an early harvest window. For many producers, the focus has shifted from maximizing yield to salvaging what remains as drought continues to define the 2026 growing season. For Kansas Wheat, I'm Gordon Clark.